Allah has created all animate beings with features that differ according to the environment in which they live. Every living thing uses these features to protect itself or to hunt. Some conceal themselves with expert techniques of camouflage. Some turn to mimicry, and others employ different intelligent tactics. You are about to see some fascinating animal features in this film, and will watch examples of the art of Allah's creation in nature. Camouflage is an unchanging element of military life. It is most important to be able to attack the enemy without alerting them or conceal oneself during an attack. The fascinating thing is that not only human beings possessing the power of reason employ this technique, which humanly requires detailed preparation, but animals too. The bodies of those animals that employ camouflage are created with colors and designs that blend in completely with the environment in which they live. Some of these animals blend in so well that it is almost impossible to distinguish them from surrounding flora and foliage. A spider of the same color as the plant on which it lives. A snake that is as motionless as a branch. An insect whose wings are the same color as dry leaves. A frog that takes on the same shape and color as surrounding plants around it. All these are fascinating examples of camouflage. They show us that camouflage is a specially created technique. The colors and designs of some animate beings match the flora among which they live. It is very difficult to distinguish a tiger hiding among yellow vegetation. Lions are created with the same color as the plains on which they live. They can easily conceal themselves among the vegetation. Just like a camouflaged soldier, they slowly creep up on their prey. Thanks to its natural camouflage, the cheetah is also able to approach its prey unnoticed. By the time its quarry sees it, it is much too late. Some masters of camouflage live at the poles, the coldest regions on Earth. We will shortly be seeing the extraordinary camouflage of a bird that survives in such a climate. It is autumn in a snow-covered rocky area. There are two polar birds hidden here. Can you see them? There they are. It is almost impossible to distinguish them in their natural habitat because their feathers have a superb camouflage that imitates their natural surroundings. Let us look a little more carefully. The bird's white feathers are an exact copy of the snow. The patches of ground remaining among the snow have been faithfully reproduced on its feathers. Ground and bird are exact copies of each other. It is almost impossible to distinguish them. It is winter, and the snow covers everything. A miraculous change occurs on the bird's body. All its dark feathers disappear, leaving only the white. It is again almost impossible to distinguish the pure white bird amidst the snow. The bird is totally unaware of it. Yet again, its body is perfectly camouflaged. The dark hairs around its eyes stop it being blinded by light reflected from the snow. It is spring. The snow has begun to melt. Plants are pushing up through it. And between the feathers of the birds, new feathers emerge, the green color of the plants. It is summer. The snow has completely melted and the layer of vegetation is green. The polar bird again displays extraordinary camouflage. If you look carefully, you will see that a pre-planned change has again taken place. Its body is covered in feathers that resemble the vegetation. It is again all but impossible to see it. This wonderful display of camouflage requires an explanation, of course. It is naturally impossible for the bird from its own will to have determined the colors of its feathers in accordance with prevailing conditions. It does not have the intelligence even to know what camouflage means. So who is it, in that case, that gives the bird its extraordinary capacity for camouflage? Who knows that the camouflage will need to change as the seasons pass? Who placed the colors and designs of its surrounding on its feathers, just like an artist? These questions lead us to one answer. Allah created the bird and gave it the features it possesses. We can also find masters of camouflage not just in forests or in the snow, but in the depths of the oceans. One of the greatest marine masters of camouflage is perhaps the octopus. Some species of octopus match their colors and designs quite perfectly to the surface over which they are traveling. The octopus you are looking at is an expert mimic, as well as having a splendid technique for camouflage. When it comes to a sandy area against which it is difficult to camouflage itself, its powers of mimicry come into play, and it takes on the form of a piece of seaweed. This octopus sometimes changes shape so expertly that it is impossible to distinguish it from a rock. There is another octopus hidden on this rock, but unless it moves, it is impossible to spot it. At first glance, this fish seems to be concealed in seaweed, but the truth is revealed when we draw back a little. What we see is not seaweed, but a seahorse created in the form of seaweed. This creature, which at first glance resembles a sea sponge, is actually a fish. Thanks to its specially created organ functioning like a fishing rod, it can hunt small fish with ease. There are two lumps on this branch. One, however, is actually a camouflaged spider. It camouflages itself when danger approaches and the spider becomes indistinguishable from the branch. This spider has no power of thought. So from where does it get the idea of camouflaging itself by mimicking a branch? Such examples are not limited to spiders. For example, there is an insect hidden among these leaves. Look carefully. There is no difference between the insect's body and a leaf. Everything has been flawlessly recreated on the insect's body, from the shape of the leaf right down to its veins. There is another insect behind these yellow leaves. Let us try to find it. There it is, a perfectly camouflaged insect. It is almost impossible to see it on the leaf. The insect mimics the leaf down to the tiniest detail, such as the mark of rot on it. And here is another insect looking exactly like a torn leaf. Let us now consider the design of the camouflage on these animals. These insects possess no power of thought. They do not know they have to disguise themselves as leaves in order to survive. And even if they did, they could not draw a leaf on their bodies. So who is the author of the consciously planned designs on the insect's wings? There is no doubt that the designs are proof of the creator who brought the insects into being. It is well known that Darwin's theory of evolution claims that all living things are the work of chance. However, the leaf design on the wings of this tiny insect is sufficient to show that living things are the work of the Creator, not chance. If an artist sets out to draw a leaf, he can only make it realistic to a limited degree. But this is not a drawing. It is a perfect three-dimensional model of a leaf placed upon the insect's body. Allah, Lord of all the worlds, created this creature to such a wonderful design and so reveals to us His art and might. This thing swinging on a branch looks at first just like a dry leaf. However, it is no such thing. It is a butterfly cocoon. Thanks to this perfect camouflage given to it by Allah, the caterpillar can complete its development without being seen by its enemies, against which it has no other defense, and can start life as a new butterfly. You are looking at a pink orchid. But in fact, it is not an image of an orchid at all. There is another living thing, completely matching the flower's color and even its shape. It is a praying mantis with its wonderful camouflage. Of course, the mantis itself did not plan the perfect similarity of color, shape, and design of both the mantis and the flower. By this example too, Allah, the creator of all, shows us His art. As Allah revealed in the Quran, He is the Almighty Creator. This white spider is waiting for its prey on the very edge of the white part of the flower. In this way, from the point of view of a butterfly that lands in the middle of it, the spider looks just like part of the flower's leaves. The spider is so well camouflaged that sometimes its prey will even land on top of it. The butterfly has a special place among the wonders of camouflage in nature. Some butterfly species have images of enormous eyes on their wings. These false eyes comprise the butterfly's most effective defense mechanism. When the butterfly comes up against any danger, for instance, a bird looking for something to eat, it spreads its wings and takes on the appearance of a giant creature. Here is a living example of this tactic. The butterfly on the tree is actually easy prey for the bird. However, the butterfly suddenly spreads wide its wings. The two enormous eyes that appear spell danger to the bird, which swiftly departs. Let us pay careful attention to the perfection of the eye design on the butterfly. Every detail has been reproduced, from its shape, the nose and lashes under the eye, to the pupil, and even the way the pupil reflects the light. On another butterfly's wings, the image of a large creature has been placed with nose, ears, shadows over the eyes, the shape of the eyes, and the pupil and the way it reflects light. There is another very important detail in this camouflage. Butterflies' worst enemies are carnivorous insects such as dragonflies and small birds that feed on insects. And these creatures' greatest enemies are owls. And herein lies an important miracle, because the image on the butterfly's backs is in general a picture of an owl. In other words, the butterfly protects itself by imitating its enemy's enemy, because all small birds and insects are afraid of owls. However, of course the butterfly does not know that owls are its enemy's enemies. Even if it did, it could not draw an owl on its own back. In any case, it lacks the intellect to carry out such a plan. And yet, there is a picture. This is most definitely not a coincidence. It was most certainly created for a particular purpose. To whom does the design of the butterfly's wings belong? Such a design could not come about by chance, as evolutionists maintain. Every design points to a designer, and the design on the butterfly's wings reveals to us the art of Allah's creation. In one verse in the Quran, Allah says, "He is Allah, the creator, the maker, the giver of form. To him belong the most beautiful names. Everything in the heavens and earth glorifies him. He is the Almighty, the All-Wise." As well as their false eyes, other techniques of butterflies' camouflage are most surprising. It is as if the camouflaged butterflies see the colors of the bush and analyze them, after which they effectively reproduce the colors within their own bodies and thus blend in with the bush. However, it is of course impossible for a butterfly to do all these things. This design on the butterflies is clear evidence of creation. Another master of camouflage is this bird called the patu, which lives in the forests of Venezuela. Its feathers and the bark of the branch on which it lands have been created with an extraordinary resemblance to each other. Let us now pay special attention. You are looking at the tree's bark and the bird's feathers together on the screen. There is a perfect resemblance between the tree on the left and the bird on the right. The only things that could give the bird away are its beak and eyes. However, the bird knows just how to use the design it carries, and it begins acting as soon as danger approaches. It closes its eyes and beak and stretches its head forward. It is now indistinguishable from a piece of branch. There is another extraordinary piece of design here. Even when it closes its eyes, the bird can still see, thanks to special gaps in its eyelids. When the danger recedes, it relaxes again. So, who taught the bird to do this? Here we are again faced with the artistry of Allah, who creates everything flawlessly and uniquely. There is no end to the techniques of camouflage Allah has given living things. Some use objects in their surroundings to conceal themselves. This small fish, for example, is trying to make a safe place for itself by emptying sand out of an oyster shell. And this octopus employs a very clever technique of camouflage. It first gathers muscles and then hides behind the shells, waiting for something to pass by, looking for food among the mussels. We shall shortly witness a surprising act by this crab. It carefully cuts the fronds from a plant that it chooses on the seabed. But what will it do with them? The answer is surprising. It hides itself. The crab arranges the fronds over itself and prepares a cloak of seaweed. It thus comes to possess a wonderful camouflage. Another crab carefully arranges branches it has cut over its shell. That enables it to hide itself easily among plants. Interestingly, the crab secretes a sticky liquid in order to keep the branches in place. In other words, the systems in the animal's body and its behavioral patterns have been created to match one another. This crab is cutting up a sponge. It might sound unlikely, but it is going to sew itself a suit of clothes from this sponge. Then it climbs inside the garment it has prepared. We need to stop and think for a moment here. The crab has never seen itself in a mirror, nor has it any powers of thought or planning. So how does it know it has to camouflage itself? The crab uses the same technique as soldiers do in order to camouflage themselves. It sticks branches and leaves over itself. How has the crab learned this method of camouflage? It is clear that it has been inspired to do this. There is no doubt that it was Allah who created all living things from nothing, who has created the crab and endowed it with this intelligent method of protecting itself. There are other creatures that make covers for themselves and hide in them. These even include larvae, or newly hatched insects. This walking mosaic is nothing other than a larva. The covering it carefully makes by placing tiny stones on itself affords it perfect camouflage. Larvae's covering are not all of one type. There are some made out of small pieces of wood, and others that are wider and made from leaves. These creatures are tiny caterpillars that have newly hatched, possess no reason or consciousness, and know nothing about the outside world. So, why do they load stones onto their backs and carry them around? The defenders of Darwin's theory of evolution are desperate in the face of this question. One of these, the German Heumar von Ditfurth, makes the following comment regarding the intelligent behavior of caterpillars in his book, In the Beginning Was Hydrogen. Who is the real author of this intelligent discovery that so amazes people? To whom does this original discovery belong, and from whom does the caterpillar take it over from birth? We have to accept that these are methods that only an intelligent human being could resort to in order to survive. Whereas, it is out of the question for a caterpillar to design such a plan, and for it to carry it out. As evolutionists accept, the camouflage behavior of living things is a method that has been brought about by means of intelligence. Yet the possessor of that intelligence is not the creature which employs it, but another force that rules it. And that is the reality that evolutionists do not wish to accept. Allah created all these wonderful features of living things, and they are proof of His infinite wisdom and knowledge. As we shall see shortly, the golden bird's skill in camouflage, its acting abilities, its courage, and its self-sacrifice astonish people. This bird, which lives in Patagonia, makes its nest in open grassland. The maturing egg in the mother bird's stomach is covered with earth designs just before it is laid. These designs are a special means of protection created to camouflage the egg. Thus, the eggs go unnoticed in the grass. If danger approaches, for example, in the form of a bird of prey or a human being, the bird does something very surprising. It jumps out of its nest and starts running. And then imitates a wounded bird with a broken wing in the grass. If the stranger heads towards it, the bird runs off again. If a gap opens up between the intruder and the bird, it starts imitating the injured bird again. Its aim is to distract the enemy from its nest. When the danger has moved far enough away, The act comes to an end, and the bird flies back to its nest. The bird certainly displays extraordinary behavior here. It is a huge self-sacrifice for a tiny bird to endanger itself for its young. The theory of evolution certainly does not account for this self-sacrifice. At the basis of Darwinism lies the assumption that every living thing is self-centered. This bird destroys that assumption, and once again demonstrates that Allah inspires living things and that they exhibit intelligent and self-sacrificing behavior. The more we study nature, the more the same truth emerges. Living things possess such well-designed and complex structures that they totally invalidate the theory of evolution's claim of their coming about by chance. Every living thing is a proof of creation. The camouflage and the intelligent behavior you have seen in this film are but a few examples. Every living species in nature possesses its own created characteristics and superior features. The author of all this magnificent creation is Allah, the Lord of the earth and the heavens and all that lies between. The duty of intelligent people is to ponder on Allah's creation and to praise Him. In a verse in the Quran, Allah says, "All praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the Lord of the earth, Lord of all the worlds. All greatness belongs to Him in the heavens and earth. He is the Almighty, the All-Wise."